Chapter 43. Gabrielle Ashe felt a precarious uncertainty as she sat in the heavy air of Marjorie Tench's office. What could this woman possibly want with me? Behind the room's sole desk, Tench leaned back in her chair, her hard features seeming to radiate pleasure with Gabrielle's discomfort.
"Does the smoke bother you?"
Tench asked, tapping a fresh cigarette from her pack.
"No,"
Gabrielle lied. Tench was already lighting up anyway.
"You and your candidate have taken quite an interest in NASA during this campaign."
"True,"
Gabrielle snapped, making no effort to hide her anger.
"Thanks to some creative encouragement. I'd like an explanation."
Tench gave an innocent pout.
"You want to know why I've been sending you email fodder for your attack on NASA?"
"The information you sent me hurt your president."
"In the short run, yes."
The ominous tone in Tench's voice made Gabrielle uneasy.
"What's that supposed to mean?"
"Relax, Gabrielle. My emails didn't change things much. Senator Sexton was NASA bashing long before I stepped in. I simply helped him clarify his message, solidify his position."
"Solidify his position?"
"Exactly." Tench smiled, revealing stained teeth. "Which I must say he did quite effectively this afternoon on CNN.
Gabrielle recalled the senator's reaction to Tench's fence-buster question.
"Yes, I would act to abolish NASA."
Sexton had gotten himself cornered, but he'd played out of the rough with a strong drive. It was the right move, wasn't it? From Tench's contented look, Gabrielle sensed there was information missing. Tench stood suddenly, her lanky frame dominating the cramped space. With the cigarette dangling from her lips, she walked over to a wall safe, removed a thick manila envelope, returned to the desk, and sat back down. Gabrielle eyed the burgeoning envelope. Tench smiled, cradling the envelope in her lap, like a poker player holding a royal flush. Her yellowed fingertips flicked at the corner, making an annoying, repetitive scratch, as if savoring the anticipation. Gabrielle knew it was just her own guilty conscience, but her first fears were that the envelope contained some kind of proof of her sexual indiscretion with the senator. Ridiculous, she thought. The encounter had occurred after hours in Sexton's locked senatorial office. Not to mention, if the White House actually had any evidence, they would have gone public with it already.
They may be suspicious, Gabrielle thought, but they don't have proof.
Tench crushed out her cigarette.
"Miss Ashe, whether or not you are aware, you are caught in the middle of a battle that has been raging behind the scenes in Washington since 1996.
This opening gambit was not at all what Gabrielle expected.
"I beg your pardon?"
Tench lit another cigarette. Her spindly lips curled around it, and the tip glowed red.
"What do you know about a bill called the Space Commercialization Promotions Act?"
Gabrielle had never heard of it. She shrugged, lost.
"Really?" Tench said. "That surprises me, considering your candidate's platform." "The Space Commercialization Promotions Act was proposed back in 1996 by Senator Walker. The bill, in essence, cites the failure of NASA to do anything worthwhile since putting a man on the moon. It calls for the privatization of NASA by immediately selling off NASA assets to private aerospace companies and allowing the free market system to explore space more efficiently, thus relieving the burden NASA now places on taxpayers."
Gabrielle had heard NASA critics suggest privatization as a solution to NASA's woes, but she was not aware the idea had actually taken the form of an official bill.
"This commercialization bill," Tench said, "has been presented to Congress 4 times now. It is similar to bills that have successfully privatized government industries like uranium production. Congress has passed the space commercialization bill all 4 times it has seen it. Thankfully, the White House vetoed it on all occasions. Zachary Herney has had to veto it 2 times.
"Your point?"
My point is that this bill is one Senator Sexton will certainly support if he becomes president. I have reason to believe Sexton will have no qualms about selling off NASA assets to commercial bidders the first chance he gets. In short, your candidate would support privatization over having American tax dollars fund space exploration.